Something that Fringe Review is fascinated by the process of how work gets created. And it's been quite a privilege sharing a table with some people from this particular production, because the laptop's been open and they've been changing little bits of the script and improving it right up to the performance itself. I'm joined by
Nicholas Collins
and
Patrick Miller
and
Cha Hyun-suk.
And we've got different members of the production team, performers here. So first of all, I'm going to speak to someone that was just involved in this writing process too. What's this piece about? What's it called, Nick?
Okay, well, it's called The Black and White Tea Room. It's written by Cha Hyun-suk, who is also known as Ray.
So tell him what he's written.
Okay, well, you've written a very tense, dramatic play about the shift from dictatorship to democracy in Korea, but the play is also a completely relevant tale to now. So it's about trust, it's about empathy, it's about honesty, it's about all of the issues which we are currently confronting politically and in terms of our humanity.
So when and how did the idea come about to write this play?
Yes. When I 20 years ago, when I primary school, when I was then in 1980s in Korea, is democracy about against is fascism. So I was born in Busan. So and while that time is a really big accident, is so. And after 20 years, I just thought about that, and Korean is democracy, and so. 5 years ago, as you know, we are changed in the president in Korea. Yes, so it's a while that time I wrote in my play. Yeah, yes.
And did you kind of sit down and it all flowed in one draft, or did it take a long time and you wrote it a bit here and a bit there? How did it actually get written?
Actually, my major is play writing, so. Always, I wish it. I wanted to writing about it's a two handed about in the play, so it's like I want more concentrate on the humanity, this person, it's past and in the present. Yeah, so past is how to is impact is nowadays, or is because we need finding is future. Yeah, so that is always is my agenda. Yeah, so I made in the Black and White Theater. Yeah.
Pat, what was your reaction when you first read it?
So the play clearly has a very obvious origin. Korean origin, historical and emotional. But what hit me straight away was that the fact that is a universality of the play, that it speaks to so many people. We had friends come and see us in London, and they happened to be from all over the place. We had friends from Argentina, for example, and they were saying that in beats of the play they would be taken to a different place. They would be taken to South Africa, they'd be taken to Argentina, to Chile. And that's how the play spoke to me. In a way, it sings that. And even just doing it, it does that for me as well.
But I guess there's a danger there too, because it is in a context.
Yeah.
And it has a specific and important Korean history. So how do you find that balance between, you know, we do need to tell the truth of this, which is about detail, but also we're going to deliver something of universal power and significance.
I think what's interesting about what Ray's written, and I don't think in any version you were that specific in terms of content.
Yeah.
So obviously he educates us in terms of content. Mm. but actually in terms of the play, there are no kind of direct references to specific events,
right,
other than I was that student, or you were that so-and-so, or he was that.
Right.
So we're kind of left to put the pieces together ourselves.
Yes. So did you know when you wrote it first,
yeah,
that it would have that universal, yeah, significance?
I was in here first time in Edinburgh. It's 4 years ago. So that time is I bring the it's Korean company. So at first, I wanted to the explain about in Korean history. But I'm thinking it's changed, you know, a little bit changed. History is not a its purpose is my play writing. Just I want to be thinking it together as audience. So we are going in the change. So nowadays, I dropped in the Korean history, just human, about in the personal. Because anywhere, anytime, we have the past, and we need to find the future. Yeah, so that is my point, yeah.
And also that universality. I mean, Nick, you're from the south of England. You know, but here we are on the north of the wall, aren't we?
Yes, indeed. So there are lots of different resonances, I think, that will chime with people when we perform the play. I guess I should add that I performed this play last year in the Blue Room outside the Assembly Rooms. It's a completely different space now. We're in the drawing room, which is 70 seats. It's very intimate. It's really concentrated on the performance space, and I think it will have a completely different end product. Plus, Patrick and I know each other quite well, so there's already a kind of an element of trust which is already there.
The process of translation. Some plays translate very easily, literally linguistic translation. But up here at the Edinburgh Fringe, you know, transposition, you know, and versions have involved, for example, classic German playwrights here. The translations have to imagine the new language they're going to be performed in, otherwise they don't work as well. And so have you had to do that in the rehearsal room, or have you had to rewrite,
yes,
for this performance?
Actually, we have experience went to the Japan with this play. Also, that time, at first, we are using the subtitle. But nowadays, you know what, in Korean and Japanese, is grammar is really similar. So Korean actors practice in about in the four speak to Japanese. So nowadays, since 2 years, we when he played in Japan, we speak with Japanese. So audience is more is like that. Of course, the subtitle is maybe. In my case, I'm a writer. Just I explain about this my playwriting, but just a show as play. Is language is different, is better than is each audition audience. So now England, so Patrick and Nicholas, so thank you for about in the good English speaker and actors. Maybe if you we can we are our company is one of finding is another is country. I mean, for example, it's like French or German or Spanish. So, because two handed is really small, but as we want to is making small, it's finding big issue. Yes. So
the two actors here in the directing role, I'm always interested, the best work that we see when we hear the story of it, it doesn't go smoothly. There's the great creative struggle in the rehearsal room. So you two, what have been some of the kind of creative realizations and breakthroughs that you've had as you've tried to realize this piece that perhaps didn't come initially as easily because it has a cultural source and a part of the world that's not written here and you had to work with that?
Yeah, partly it's to do with Ray trusting me and Patrick to take the text and actually colloquialize it so that what we speak falls on an English ear and makes complete sense emotionally as well as sense-wise. So
would I see you guys sometimes frowning at the script? Not because there's anything bad about the writing, but you've got this transposition that you've had to do and find the little word, the little change that makes it flow here.
That is my point. Even still nowadays. That is why I'm here, because in Korean case, it's not a common situation it's with writing and with directing, because I'm not a... It's always is directing, just change, and maybe when you practice or before show or after that. So actually, 2 weeks ago, I saw the Echoes in London. I know that well about the play, but it's quite different. The Korean is changed. So nowadays, I'm more thinking than before. I have to just thinking with English. But I'm not an English speaker, so I'm really nowadays my many helped to the them. I mean, Nicholas and Patrick, the emotion as acting or in just thinking. It's we are talking and we are choosing choice. Yeah.
Well, I have to, before we go back into the rehearsal room, I have to ask you then. I've worked for years with lots of students from different countries, and recently quite a lot of students from China. And they tell me there's this moment when they've been studying here, and it's quite shocking for some of them because they don't realise it, that they had their first dream in English. You know, so are you? So have you started a little bit thinking in English as a Korean writer?
Sure, and the dreaming is just not true, but the first is complain each we need. When I buy something is goods or something drink, something shopping, always English good speaker. Yeah. Yes, but complain meaning is I need to get my right. Yeah. Yes, yeah, and also actually I can speak to Japanese a little bit, maybe better than English. Really, I confusing in my brain. And like maybe when I speak to Nicholas, when he went to the Kyoto, it's just confusing in Japanese and English.
It's
it's mixture.
It's
His mind is more pastel. It's sometimes better than his my speech. Yeah.
So Pat, describe a rehearsal, typical rehearsal.
So I guess that's the responsibility, is to try and get a tap into the emotional content of what Ray's trying to do.
Yeah,
and translate it honestly, but not go too far, because the other thing, responsibility certainly at the festival, is that our audience isn't going to be completely necessarily English.
But he's trusting you, so you can't keep going back to the writer saying what were you intending here. So what was the collaboration between you two, not just as actors, not even as directors, but somehow there was a bit of collaboration creatively.
There were moments when Ray just said, "Well, just that bit, just do, make it free, do what you want to do with it and run with it and see what happens to make it more right for your guest."
Right.
So it became mine rather than me trying to get into somebody else's skin. So I've sort of created my own coat, as it were.
So I have to ask you one more question. Yeah. Has the play changed?
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Has the play changed?
For example... We are really good. We have good collaboration. For example, Patrick always is following me. Is battery rechargeable service? Maybe when I is low battery. Joke.
I wish we were filming this.
Like this. It's maybe battery.
We're looking at a mobile phone here.
Yeah, we can recharge always, but it's my mind sometimes. Mm-hmm. I don't have any confidence with another country. What can I do? Recharge. Is they trust me, and even Nicholas trusts me, and we are having good time, and we're talking about this play. It's good battery. It's maybe it's making it for its future. Yeah. So that is my good point. So we have maybe 25 days almost. So we keep going and changing and finding and praying. Yes.
He certainly looks very charged up now. Final question to Nick, actually, Nick. So we'll end where we started, which is I'm sitting around the table where you guys were, you know, not rewriting in the way that there's something wrong with the play, but the perfectionists. Mm. Let's just change this word. Let's reduce that. That will make more meaning. So as you go into your first performances, what's that like? That sounds quite edgy for you.
It is. Our principal job today was to make sure that we were reflecting the changes that we had made in rehearsal accurately in the text so that we all have a record of where we are at this particular moment. That doesn't mean to say the process stops there. This is just the beginning of it. And all of our work with Ray, and this is my third time playing counsellor, and each of them have been different because I have a different guest. What we are now doing is going to make the best version that we possibly can for the audience in Edinburgh.
Well, I'm going to end with my words, because this sounds to me, this isn't, which we sometimes see, this isn't writing now dead on the page that actors then decode. Mm-hmm. This is living writing. Mm-hmm. Thanks for talking to Fringe Review.